And finally tonight, some unexpected good news about the Northern Great Barrier Reef. Dr. Charlie Veron, known internationally as the godfather of coral, says he's thrilled to discover that some areas of the northern outer reef are the best he's ever seen anywhere in the world. Dr. Veron is part of a scientific expedition which is conducting the first underwater surveys of northern reefs since this year's devastating coral bleaching event. The team, drawn from marine institutes across the country, is also searching for super corals, which it hopes can help repopulate dead reefs. Dr. Dean Miller is the coordinator of the Great Barrier Reef Legacy Expedition. I spoke with him earlier today when the team docked briefly on Horn Island off Cape York.
We've all been pleasantly surprised and kind of blown away by the quality, diversity and health of the outer reef sites. We've found some fantastic reef and expanses of coral. And look, you know, we didn't know what to expect. The aerial surveys had sort of let us know that the inshore and mid-shelf reefs were quite impacted. But I guess the outer reef was a bit of an untold story. And that's kind of the power and strength of this expedition, is that we're getting to go to some of these sites that no one has visited for a long time and researchers haven't been able to access.
What about the inshore and midshore reefs, though?
We've been to two now inshore reefs, and look, we have seen a level of impact there. There's no doubt that something quite big has happened, but we also are seeing lots of young corals and corals that have made it through that sort of stress event. So look, it's showing us that there's resilience and the rehabilitation properties of reefs are still going on, which is really, really important. But our next leg from Horn Island down south will take in some outer reef sites, but it'll also start to focus a lot more on the inshore and mid-shelf reefs. And, you know, that's going to really tell us the story of what's happening with coral reefs in general and really starting to pin down those super coral species.
You speak there about super corals. What are super corals and what have you found?
Super corals are really the species that have made it through these heat stress events. They're the ones that have something special in terms of their genetic makeup and their biology. And they're able to, I guess, resist warmer water than others. In the last leg, what we did was actually collect full coral colonies. So survivors that were also full of eggs that have made it through. And they were found in an area where there was much warmer water than usual. And other coral colonies actually hadn't made it through. So these really were the super coral species or the survivors. So yeah, understanding who, how and why they've managed to make it through is really important. And then those live coral samples were just flown down to Townsville at the Australian Institute of Marine Science, where they're going to be spawned now. The egg and sperm will be collected in the next spawning cycle in December. And they will be cross-fertilised with the same species, but from more southern reefs. So what they're trying to do really is create this super stock of coral that will be more heat tolerant, and that can be, I guess, put back out on the Great Barrier Reef if bleaching continues, which is just a really important first step forward and a huge win for this Great Barrier Reef Legacy Expedition.
And that's Expedition Coordinator Dr. Dean Miller.